This week I'm talking about the gift of the seed. The gift of the seed. And last week we were talking about the inheritance that God gave us. And those of you that were here received the inheritance. If you missed last week, I'm sorry, your bank account is a lot lower. But don't worry, don't worry. You are still up to receive the inheritance too. So even if you weren't here last week, you can still receive that inheritance. But what I wanted to talk about was in receiving the inheritance, we took it into our hearts, we took it into our lives, and now it's dwelling within us. And now there is a power of the seed that is now dwelling in our hearts and in our lives. Now think about the potential of a seed. Think about seeds in your life. I don't know if you've ever planted any seeds. I think almost every kid in school now, they plant a few seeds and they watch them begin to grow and come out of the soil, right? So a lot of people do have experience with planting. But think about a seed for a moment. It doesn't matter how small it is, it has so much potential in it. It could be just a little sesame seed, or it could be a little mustard seed. But the minute we give it the right environment, we put it into the right situation, it begins to sprout and grow something greater. It doesn't matter how small that seed is to start with. It has incredible potential and incredible ability within it. And this is a gift that God gave us from the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed." He gave us all the seeds. He gave us the seeds, and he gave them for us for food. He gave us that seed. So now think about that for a moment. Every seed and every plant that grows from a seed produces more seeds. That means there's more plants. That means, what is the gift that God gave us when he gave us those seeds? He gave us abundance. He gave us plenty. There's no lack because there's always more seeds to plant. We just have to give them the right environment. We have to give them the right environment for them to grow in our life, and there will be no lack. There will be no lack in our career. There will be no lack in our relationship. There will be no lack in our health if we give the seeds the right environment to grow. Here in my hand, I have some seeds. In fact, it's not just one seed. There's a bunch of seeds right here in this little acorn, in this little pine cone. There's a bunch of seeds in here. If you could think about the potential of what I'm holding right now for a moment, think about it another way. Right now, in the palm of my hand, I am holding an entire forest of trees. I am holding a forest of trees right here. That is the kind of power and authority that God has given me to wield by giving me the seed. He has given me the ability to hold an entire forest in the palm of my hand. These trees will stretch up 40, 100 feet high, yet I can hold them all in my hand. I have all of that strength because of what God has given me. Think about that forest for a moment. Those beautiful trees, how high they grow, how they provide shade, how they provide nests, how they provide homes for little animals. And I have all of that power right now, all of that potential right here in the palm of my hand. I am holding an entire forest in my hand. We have to understand the potential of the seed. We have to understand it because God is not talking just about physical seeds when he talks about giving us this seed. He has given us a very special seed that we have received into our heart. I talked about it last week when we received the inheritance. I talked about inviting Jesus into our heart. That is a seed. That is a seed with incredible potential. Just like this is a forest of trees. When we invite Jesus into our heart and we receive the Holy Spirit, we now have a seed. What is the seed for, though? What is its potential? What can it do? It is the kingdom of God. We now have a seed inside of us that is the kingdom of God. What does that mean? That means I'm holding in my hand a forest of trees, but you have in your hearts a kingdom of God. That is the potential that is lying and waiting inside of you. The minute you invite Jesus into your heart, the minute you receive the Holy Spirit, you now have that seed waiting to begin to grow. What do we need to get a seed to grow? What does it take to make a seed grow? We need water. Water's a good thing to have. We need also the right temperature. It needs to be warm enough. Seeds don't grow in the winter, do they? Need the right temperature. It needs to be warm. And we also need to have the right environment, the right situation, so the right soil. Those are the three things we need to get a seed to grow. God has given us, and we, when we receive the Lord, we have the seed, the kingdom of God inside of us. We have an entire kingdom waiting to sprout out. Now, what does that mean for you? That means that that potential, that kingdom, as it begins to grow in the right environment, when you give it the water, when you give it the warmth, when you give it the right circumstances or situation, the right soil, it will begin to flourish in your life. Water in the spiritual represents God's truth. So we need to receive God's truth. The warmth received means, represents God's warmth. It means God's love. So receiving God's love. What is the right environment? It's our heart. An open heart. That is the soil that it needs to receive that into our hearts. That is now when the seed can begin to grow. When we have God's love and we have God's truth. And it's in our hearts, and our hearts are open. Now, that seed, the kingdom of God, can begin to grow. Let me read you this, because you might be going, a whole kingdom inside of me, Ted? How is this possible? But here's what Jesus said. When he talks about the kingdom of God, he says, "Nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. Often people are seeking it somewhere else. But it's that seed of the blessing of the inheritance. And you've received that inheritance the minute you receive the Lord Jesus into your heart. The Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. A spirit of love is what that represents. And that's the seed now that can begin to that grow that kingdom of God in the right environment. When we have the truth and God's love in our hearts are open, then it begins to flourish and change. We have that kingdom inside of us right now. That means you have everything you need in your life. You have everything you need right now inside of you. It is just waiting to be given the right environment to begin to grow. That means healing is possible. A successful relationship, a happy, loving relationship is possible. The potential is right there within that seed. It means that you can be healed. It means that you can be successful. It means that you can fulfill your purpose, what God created you for. It can be received also because you have that seed of potential inside you. That is the kingdom of God. That is the power that God has given you in the seed. At the very beginning, that was Genesis chapter 1, where he gave you every seed. And that wasn't just the physical seeds. He was talking about those spiritual seeds, that kingdom of God that is within you. We don't have to seek it out there in some fancy course. You don't have to seek it out there in some person. We have to seek it inside of ourselves. As God speaks to us, as we receive his truth, as we receive his love with an open heart, he will begin to guide us and show us how to make that seed grow. Would you like to have the kingdom of God growing in your life? It'll change you. It'll transform you for the better. It'll help you to be receive more peace, more love, a better job. It'll change your purpose. It'll change everything about you. It'll change your relationships. Let me read. This is an interesting quote I wanted to read. Also from Genesis. This is Genesis chapter 3. And this is after Adam and Eve decided to go their own way. They decided they didn't want to receive the inheritance. You know, they didn't want to receive that seed in their life. Ah, let's do it our own way, right? We're going to go out there and we can do just as good as God, right? Sometimes we get into that kind of prideful way. And this is this is what he said to them after. He said, "My enmity, and I will put my enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed." Notice that. Her seed and your seed. There's two separate seeds here. Two separate gardens. Two separate lives. What, you know what this is a recipe for? A dysfunctional relationship. This is a recipe for a very volatile relationship, a rocky relationship. There's no going to be any love here. Enmity is strife. It's you know, conflict. It's being against one another. When you have your seed, or he has his seed and she has her seed, there are two separate gardens. You can't find a soulmate if you have two separate seeds inside of you. If everybody's doing their own thing, going their own way, the relationship's going to be very unstable. But we have a remedy for that. It's what God gave us in the very beginning. We can receive the kingdom of God into our hearts, that seed into each of our hearts. If both people in that relationship are now growing the same garden, which is the kingdom of God, if they have that love, that spirit of love within inside of them that they've received from the Lord, now they have unity. They're not growing two separate gardens, they're growing the same garden. They're working towards the same purpose. And because the Spirit of God is working through them, their relationship is one of harmony and one of peace. This is the remedy for the relationships. When relationships are not going well, when there's dysfunction within them, it's a very simple thing. We just need to plant the right seed, the same seed. Not plant his seed into your life. Not plant her seed into your life. Plant God's seed. Because God has put that potential for your life in that seed. See, Jesus, in being the seed, the reason I say that is because he was an image of all of God's truth and all of God's love. He embodied it. He was the image of God, if we could think of it that way. He kind of embodied everything that we have the potential to be, because we are meant to be the image of God. And we have received that seed when we invite the Lord to come into our heart, when we receive the Holy Spirit. We now have that seed of potential. We don't have to become the image of man. We now can become the image of God. Meaning that as that potential grows, we are transformed into somebody more perfect. The other cool thing about a seed, it doesn't matter that you might be thinking, well, you know, Ted, I'm never going to become the image of God that perfect. But you already have the seed within inside of you if you receive the Lord. You already have that potential inside of you to have the kingdom of God. It's there. It doesn't matter if you have shortcomings. It doesn't matter if you've made mistakes. It doesn't matter if you were born into the wrong family, or you think you were born into the wrong family. It doesn't matter, because that seed of potential is still there. It's the same if I take a peach seed and I plant it in a manure pile. It doesn't grow manure. It still grows peaches. Right? If I take a lemon seed and I plant it out there in the garbage pile, it doesn't grow garbage. It'll grow lemons. The seed that's planted in you is the kingdom of God. That is the seed that is planted in your heart. So it doesn't matter if you have shortcomings. It doesn't matter if you've made mistakes. It doesn't matter if you're not perfect. The seed that's planted in you is the kingdom of God. It is the image of God, that perfect image, and that's what can still grow. Because that's what the seed will do. A seed doesn't grow anything except what it's meant to grow. And you have that potential inside of you right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have the potential to grow the kingdom of God, to become the image of God. As God begins to flourish and change and transform you, all the good things will begin to grow in your life. More peace. He will cast out the fear and the darkness. He'll cast out the worries. He'll cast out the shortcomings. As you let it grow, let's give it the right environment, though. We need to give that seed the right environment to grow, or it won't happen. Let me tell you a little parable. This isn't my parable. Jesus told this parable about the sower. And I'm just going to shorten it up a little bit, but this is essentially what he said. A sower went out to sow some seeds. Some of them fell by the wayside and were trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured them. Some of them fell on rocks, and as soon as they sprang up, they withered away because of lack of moisture. Some of the seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. The seed he's talking about here is the kingdom of God being planted into your life. But notice, not every single person received it or was able to bring it to fruition. They weren't able to let it grow. Because some of them fell on rocks. Some of them fell by the wayside. Some of them fell on thorns. Let's read about what Jesus explained this parable and what he said. Who are these people that it didn't come to fruition, that it didn't have the right environment to grow? First he said, the seed is the word of God. That's what was planted in the heart, the word of God. Now I don't just mean the Bible when I say word of God. It doesn't just mean the pages or the words that are on these pages. See, the word of God is the potential of the plan of what God has planned for you, what you are capable of becoming, who you can be, the purpose that he has put in your heart. In other words, that seed that he has sowed from the very beginning. That's what he put in you. The kingdom of God is the potential that has been planted. His word, his promise, is what is included in that. When Jesus says, the word of God is what's seated in there. It's God's promise. It's the kingdom of God that's been seated within you. Now, those that fell by the wayside are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their heart. So they never really receive it. That's the seeds that fell by the wayside. Sometimes they will hear the word, they'll hear about what God can do for them, but it's like thoughts will begin to come in. They'll begin to think, oh, that ain't going to never work for me. Oh, man, that sounds too hard. I can't do that. Or there's fears. Oh, if I receive this, I'm going to have to give up something else I really love. So before they ever receive that seed, that gift into their heart, they've already rejected it. They found some reason. Do you know somebody like that? That they always have come up with an excuse why they can't do something. You'll explain to them the best possible thing they could do. Oh, going to the beach is a great idea. Man, it's so sunny. It's so fun. Oh, I'm going to get a sunburn. They always come up with a reason why to reject it. These are the people that's represented by the seeds that fell by the wayside. And then he talks about the rocks. But the ones on the rock are those, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root. And they who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they fall away. You know people like this? They get very enthusiastic about something, get very excited. Man, they are fired up. You tell them about something, a party that you're having, or some sort of program that they can go through. They get excited. They're like, yeah, I want to do that. Oh, wow, that sounds great. You tell them about God, and they're like, oh, yeah, sure, let's do it. You talk to them a couple days later, and they're going, no, I got other things to do. It's like the fire doesn't stay in them. It's just all hype. This is, you know, if you think about this rock, it's like a stony heart. It's a heart that cannot receive the love of God. It cannot let it come in. So they're all fired up, but it's just hype on the outside. It never gets in because of the rock. That stone heart doesn't allow it to come into them. Let's go on. And then there's the ones that fell by the thorns. The ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. Thorns also in the spiritual can represent falsities. So false ideas are getting in our way. So rather than putting the potential of what God has given us first, we find other things that are more important. You see these people too, where you'll talk to them and they'll go, well, no, I got to wash my car. I got a hair appointment. I got to get my hair cut. I can't make it to that thing. It sounds really cool. I'd love to do it, but no, I got a hair appointment, right? You always come up with other things in the world that are more important. I mean, we got to get our priorities straight. So what's interesting about this, now there's the ones that it fell on good ground, and they're those who have heard the word with a noble and good heart, and they keep it, and they bear fruit with patience. So we see within this, we see the important environment to grow. They have a good and open heart. They have a good and noble heart. If you have a desire that you want to change, that you want to grow, that you want to become better, if you have a desire that you want to be a better person, if that's in your heart, I mean, legitimately, if that's your true desire, then you're going to receive it. You have the right environment. Remember, that's the one thing we need, a good environment, a good location. That's the good soil. Your open heart with a good desire is the right environment. And that's what we want to receive. And so you can receive the truth. The people that have the thoughts, You know, when they're having all these thoughts that are rejecting it, they don't even get a chance to receive it because the fears block it. So we got to release the fears if they're in your way. Those that have a stony heart, they're not letting the love get in. Love, the warmth. Remember I said love represents the warmth? That's the environment we need. We need that warmth in order for it to grow. We need that warmth to come into our heart. Getting the thoughts, when we get the right truths in there, that's the water. So that's the environment. We receive God's truth. We receive God's love. We receive it into our hearts, which is the right environment. And now the kingdom of God can grow. The kingdom of God can begin to sprout in your life and bring forth great things. And this is for all of us. That potential is there. And we need to start to bring, let's bring the right environment. Let's be open to receiving it. Don't be that person that's all excited today and forgets about it tomorrow. We need to be diligent. We need to be standing strong on it and knowing that the kingdom of God is within us. That is the potential that I have. And that doesn't just mean your life. That means wherever you go, listen to this, wherever you go, you can take the kingdom of God with you. That means you can go into that neighborhood that's run down and you are bringing into that neighborhood the kingdom of God, because the seed has a powerful, powerful potential and it can begin to sprout in that area, in that community. It can begin to sprout up because you have an entire kingdom inside of you and it can start to grow into those houses, into those people. They might feel like they're in poverty. They might feel like they've been taken advantage of. They might feel like they've missed out. They've missed a boat. They didn't have an opportunity. But when you walk into that community, you have the potential within your heart. You have the entire kingdom of God, and it can begin to take effect in that community. It can take effect in households also. When you walk into a house, you are bringing the kingdom of God into that house. So it might have been a house of dysfunctional relationships and arguments and violence. It might have been, who knows what kind of things are going on in that house. But when you come into it, you bring the kingdom of God into there. You bring that seed, and now you just have to give it the right environment. And in that environment of truth, God's truth, of love, God's love, and the open heart, the right soil, it begins to grow now in that house. The kingdom of God begins to spread. That means we can take that paradise that God wanted us to have from the very beginning. That was a blessing that he gave us. We can take that paradise wherever we go, into any environment, in any community, and with the rights, if we give it the right set of criteria, it will grow. It will spring forth in that situation. Each one of you is... I'm holding in my hand an entire forest right here, right now. But you have in your heart an entire kingdom of God. It has been planted into your heart. And now you just have to give it the right environment. It's going to begin to grow. It's going to transform you and change you. I'll tell you right now, we look at Lee and Seth over here. They receive that seed, the same seed, the kingdom of God seed into their heart. They received that seed and it kept them together in a relationship. I've talked to them and they said, we probably wouldn't be together if we hadn't worked with God. But it transformed them in other ways. It changed their purpose of what they were doing in their life. It changed their emotions. It changed their beliefs. It changed their thoughts. It changed their house where they lived. It changed everything about them. That's what the kingdom of God seed does. That's what, and it sprouts and it begins to grow. And it's affected other people that have come into their house. They have taken that kingdom of God into other people's lives who have come into their house, or they have gone into their house. They have shared that with them, and that seed has been planted and transformed other people. We have Kirsten over here. She was going over to their house. The seed got in. The kingdom of God seed got planted in her heart and began to grow and change. We don't even know where she's going and planting that seed. She has taken the kingdom of God with her wherever she's going. How did it all get started? God planted the seed. Incredible potential in the seed. Incredible power in the seed of God. It is his kingdom, and it will transform and change you. It will bring more peace into your life. It'll bring more prosperity into your life. It'll bring more health into your life. It'll give you direction. It'll give you purpose. You will know where you are going, and you will know how to get there when you have the seed of God within you. You have all you need within you when you have received the Lord Jesus, because he is that seed of God. He is the embodiment of it. And when you receive him into your heart, now the new life begins. You are transformed and changed in incredible ways. It says here in Mark 4:30, they were asking Jesus to explain what the kingdom of God was like. And he said it was like a mustard seed, smaller than all the seeds on the earth. But when it was sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Small. That seed is so small, we don't see it when we invite the Lord into our hearts. Sometimes you say, oh, I didn't feel anything change. What you have to know is you have the potential now inside of you, the kingdom of God. Give it the right environment. Give it the water, meaning God's truth. Give it the warmth, meaning God's love. Give it the right soil, the open heart. Your open heart, as he said here, a good heart, noble and good heart. And that seed will grow in your life. It'll begin to spread, because seeds produce what? Great kingdom. It'll produce more seeds. Then you'll plant those seeds, and they'll produce more, and it'll continue to expand and shared across the earth.